gum.
And this part of the hand?
The palm.
And I have one?
Fist.
But two?
Fists.
And the place where you get arthritis, do you call it a...
I was afraid that Rick was going to give it to me, but I haven't gotten it developed yet. Your knees?
And you get the... in any...
joint.
Anything, all right. This part, the body?
Chest.
And one entire...
hand.
But two...
hands.
And this entire part, the body?
A limb,
okay.
A leg.
And I have one
foot,
but two
feet.
Mm-hmm. And this part, you don't like to get bruised?
A shin.
And in this area, is this part of the leg?
That's a thigh, isn't it?
The thigh.
Mm-hmm.
Suppose men sit and talk like this around, you know,
they squat.
That's
squat. Yeah.
Do you ever hear hunker?
Hunker down, I have heard that. Mm-hmm.
And someone who's been sick, but he's now around, up and about, but he still looks a bit what you might say. Somebody who's been sick for a while, but the next time you see him, you say, well, he's up and walking, but he looks...
badly.
You ever say peaked?
Yes, that's used to deal.
And I think pretty old one.
Mm-hmm.
And a man who is just the opposite of Peter might be described as what? He's just the opposite of Peter. He is...
well, if it's used as payer, he's what is the word?
Well, if instead of looking weak, he looks very
strong.
Or as if he could do a great deal of work, you might say he looks very
healthy.
And a person who always has a smile on his face and never loses his temper, he's mighty
cheerful.
And a teenager who's very awkward, stumbling over his feet, you say he's very
awkward.
And a person who keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you say, well, he's just a plain
simpleton.
Right. Do people use the word fool?
Fool?
Yes.
Well,
is that a pretty harsh term?
That's right. That's right, harsh. But there are some fools, all right.
Because mm-hmm. You wouldn't say that to
I don't
face.
Think so. I would rather use foolish.
And somebody
simple.
Who has plenty of money and he hangs on to it, you call him what?
A miser.
All right. And